Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good morning, welcome to In The Moment with me, Andrew Herbert, on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. We've a cracking show of improvised music lined up today, featuring a classic album in our occasional landmark release series, dating from 1998, sax legend Michael Brecker's Two Blocks From The Edge on Impulse Records. Plus, tunes from new releases by Russian bass player Boris Kozlov and Swedish jazz soul diva Fatima Bramasay on Blue Note Records, and wonderful offerings by Keith Jarrett, Chick Corea and Gary Burton. Starting then with a deep groove from guitar maestro Grant Green, organ giant Larry Young, drum and producer Ben Dixon and the wonderful Candido Camara on congas, this is Cantaloupe Woman. Thank you. That was Grant Green and Cantaloupe Woman here on In the Moment on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Very glad to have your company this Monday morning. Today we're featuring a classic album by American saxophonist Michael Brecker. It was recorded and mixed at Avatar Studios in New York City and released on Impulse Records in 1998. Brecker thanks John Coltrane, Joe Henderson, Sonny Rollins, Wayne Shorter and Stanley Turrentine in the line notes. The album's called Two Blocks from the Edge, and it's been described as a portrait of rapport, an illustration of the deep exchange of communication that's possible between musicians. Brecker said, "This album is different, and that's largely because it's the first time I've made an album after playing the material live." Brecker's previous outing, the double Grammy-winning Tales from the Hudson, was released in 1996. It was made by a superband including Pat Metheny, Jack DeJohnette, Dave Holland and McCoy Tyner. The group took to the road for a bit, but because they're all active leaders in their own right, time was limited. Brecker then organised another crew, Joey Calderazzo, Jeff Watts, James Jenis and Don Alias, and for over a year they developed a profound collaborative spirit. As time passed, they tackled the works in progress, which became Two Blocks from the Edge. Brecker said, "Joey, Tane, James, Don and I played the new music live, but only for a little while. I wanted us to know it, but not be sick of it. Being familiar with the tune helped spark creativity, but keeping it fresh was important." We're going to listen to a tune written by Calderazzo, one of the more introspective offerings on the album. It's called Cat's Cradle.
Thank you.
A beautiful tune there called Cat's Cradle from Michael Brecker's album Two Blocks from the Edge on Impulse Records, released in 1998, and that's our featured classic landmark release album today. Much more from this throughout the programme, and in addition we're featuring songs by Swedish chanteuse Fatima Brammer Say, usually known just as Fatima. She's only 25 and has released a number of recordings on Alexander Nutt and Floating Point's Eglo label and collective. From her appearance on DVA's Just Vibe to Shafiq Hussein's Little Girl and a slew of Eglo releases, she's been making waves. Fatima's just signed to the renowned label formed in 1939 by Alfred Lion and Max Margolis, Blue Note Records, and she's released an EP called Still Dreaming. We'll hear several songs from this today, starting with It Keeps Raining. I like that a lot. It's called It Keeps Raining, and it's by Swedish singer Fatima from her new EP on Blue Note Records called Still Dreaming. More from her later in the programme today. You're listening to In the Moment on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, playing the cream of improvised music from the 1920s through to the present day. And now to another new release, this time from a hugely exciting Russian musician. He's called Boris Kozlov, and he's based in New York at the moment. He's one of New York's busiest and most respected bass players. He's recorded 13 albums as a sideman for Crisscross Records and just released his debut as band leader. It has the poetic title Conversations at the Well, and it features distinguished guitarist Dave Gilmore, who plays with Steve Coleman and Five Elements, and a wonderfully developing drumming Rudy Royston. The album navigates varied repertoire by Bill Evans, Charlie Mingus, Herbie Hancock, Duke Ellington, Wayne Shorter, Keith Jarrett, Ornette Coleman and Thelonious Monk, and concludes with a vivid, spontaneously generated blues. This tune is called Orbits.
Thank you.
Great stuff there, reflective and yet adventurous. We'll hear another tune from Boris Kozlov's album, new release album, Conversations at the Well. It's on Crisscross Records and it features Boris Kozlov on bass, Rudy Royston drums and Dave Gilmore guitar. Today on In The Moment, we're featuring a classic 1998 album in our landmark release series. It's called Two Blocks From The Edge and it's on Impulse Records. Features Joey Caldarazzo piano, James Genus bass, Jeff Tame-Watts drums and Don Alias percussion. And one commentator said Brecker alternates between full-bore high-energy passages and quiet moments of spontaneous and cliché-free lyricism. We're to hear the title track now. It was written by Michael Brecker, and in fact it's based on a quote from pianist Don Grolnick, who said that he liked to live two blocks from the edge, interesting enough, whilst staying just a little out of the heat. Many of the tracks were done in one take, and Brecker said, in jazz, the first takes are the best, freshest and the most open. He continued, many times in the past after recording new music, I found that material would take on a new life on stage. Brecker said that he found himself wishing he could go back and re-record the new version. This time they had the chance to fine-tune the material live first for Two Blocks From The Edge. Brecker said, I'm not sure where the full tilt thing comes from in terms of my personality. Probably, he said, it's got something to do with the fact that John Coltrane was a tremendous influence and he was attracted to the emotional intensity of Coltrane's playing. Brecker said the power of Coltrane's quartet was one of the reasons he chose music as his life's endeavour. This, then, is Two Blocks From The Edge. Thank you. That was the extraordinary playing of Michael Brecker there, and the title track from his album Two Blocks from the Edge, which we're featuring today on In the Moment. Also featuring today, a new EP from Blue Notes Records signing Fatima. It's called Still Dreaming. Fatima's based in London. She grew up in Sweden, and she's a child of a Senegalese Gambian mum who owned a boutique in Stockholm that traded in African wares. Fatima's musical approach is deeply tied to her own diverse roots, and she experienced the rich vibrations of West African music from an early age. This led naturally to an interest in musics derived from these rhythms, such as soul jazz and jazz. Let's have a listen to another tune from her EP. This is called La Netta.
Standing on the edge of something oh so very beautiful, knowing what we're knowing ain't enough to see all day. Living here on earth can sometimes feel so very heavy. A million waterfalls can make up for all day. You look above, you dream away and say, when will I make it? That's when you need to recognize the fool that you ate. You're a star in space, didn't your mama ever tell you? Hear my words, you're worth way more than they all say. So can I be? Cause I got life, wanna build my own future.
Look ahead and recognize the fool that you are. make you believe things that's not true. That's what I do.
From her new EP on Blue Note Records called Still Dreaming. You're listening to In The Moment on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. We'll hear more from Fatima next hour on the programme, more from featured album Two Blocks From The Edge and some wonderful tunes by Grant Green and Keith Jarrett. Here's something a little different to finish this hour. In 1972, pianist Chick Corea and vibes player Gary Burton released an album on ECM. The cover depicted a stellar shot of a sun, which appeared to be setting, and the album was called Crystal Silence. However, in fact, the album Crystal Silence sparked another 5 duet records and countless tours with the two musicians working together. And in 2007, after visiting and revisiting the notion of the duet in different contexts, they got together again and made another record, this time called The New Crystal Silence. It was released the following year, in 2008, on a 2-disc set. The first disc finds the pair playing live with the Sydney Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Jonathan Stockhammer, and with the pieces arranged by Tim Garland, sax player Tim Garland. The programme includes 5 tunes, all of them composed by Chick Corea. The tune The Crystal Silence takes on a new aspect when played in this arrangement with the symphony orchestra. One commentator said, "Everything begins in shade and shadow and is revealed in the full light of day." The second disc contains a live performance from the Malt Festival in Norway, and the album is nearly magical in both its intensity and creativity. We're going to hear the title track from the first disc, reworked by British sax player Tim Garland for the Sydney Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Jonathan Stockhammer, with Chick Corea piano and Gary Burton vibes. This is Crystal Silence.
Thank you. Hello, this is Matt Elders from Arctic Monkeys. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
علاش يا قلبي حزانك كترت عليك علاش يا قلبي حزانك كترت عليك علاش يا قلبي صيحاتك كترت عليك يا بلود يا بلود